Austin, it's the rematch. How much are you looking forward to facing your brother tonight?
It's always fun. I remember last year was a lot of fun. Enjoyed it. It was like a little league game, you know. Looking forward to just getting out there and seeing him again on the mound. It's always a surreal experience. Last year, it happened so fast, and then you get out there and you're like, man, I wish there was more. We get more.
Looking back on last year, I mean, do you remember the at-bats, or was it all kind of a blur?
I do remember them. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I remember it just kind of being like in the backyard, kind of one of those moments, you know. It's one of those experiences that you'll never forget. And the first time you step in the box against your brother, you've caught and been around your whole life.
Did you acknowledge each other? Did you kind of look at each other and give a smile or anything last time?
I think I did, but he was so locked in, you know. Maybe this time.
I guess you guys have always been pretty competitive, huh?
Yeah. I think once we step between the white lines, we don't become brothers anymore.
Yeah.
I think it's more of, all right, let's try to win here.
Did you guys talk at all prior to today? I mean, the last couple of days, get together and talk about the matchup?
We've been together pretty much ever since he got here, but we haven't said a word about baseball.
Okay.
We're keeping it low-key, you know, go out there and compete.
Yeah. Do you remember how he worked you last time? Is there anything to be learned from that? Does it help that you've seen him now a little bit?
I do, but if he's watching the interview, I'll give it away.
Do you catch him during the offseason?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got a pretty good idea of what his stuff is and how it's going to play.
Yeah. I mean, we've joked about it a while, you know, ever since after last year. We've joked about it a lot, you know, trying to get him to, you know, tell me what he's going to throw. But I can't get anything out of him. He's poker facing me right now.
Does he ever tease you that he might move your feet?
He's never said that one time. I'd like to see if he tries.
When you talk about, like, it's like facing him in the backyard.
Yeah.
What was that like growing up for you? Like, what memories do you have, and what kind of stands out?
Wiffle ball in the backyard for sure. Me facing him was always a competitive matchup. He always, you know, was making up pitches in the backyard to try to get me out. So, and that was when he was younger. I was older, but now he's obviously the man, the big man.
How much did that kind of help shape you and shape him, like in terms of getting to where you are today, having each other to kind of compete with?
Yeah, I mean, in everything we compete. I mean, you name it, it's competitive. And it was so competitive that at the time, it's like, we wouldn't talk to each other for, you know, he wouldn't talk to me if I beat him, and I definitely rubbed it in if that was the case, I beat him. So, which was a lot when he was younger. Obviously, I have the three-year age difference, which when he was, you know, younger teen, I was older, kind of way above him, so he didn't beat me in anything. And then now, look at him, he's...
Austin, from the emotional standpoint for you, your brother, your family, what's it like to think back to those days playing wiffle ball, and now you're here in a big league stadium facing off against one another? Emotionally, what's that like?
A lot of fun, I think. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. I know last year I had a ton of fun. I think we had just lost the night before. It was a tough night, but I remember stepping in between the white lines and just thinking like nothing mattered in the world but getting this opportunity to go play, you know, to face him. Didn't matter what happened. It was just like, wow, I get to step in the box against my brother. It's rare.
do a lot of people that you guys grew up with, do they text you? Do they reach out? Do they get a kick out of it as well?
Yeah, oh yeah, a lot of people. His three hardest fastballs of his career were against me last year.
You know, that's still the case? Like,
I think it is. I mean, it was like 95, 96, and then 97 to strike me out.
That's not surprising, though, is it?
No. Of all the times I've given him a lot of crap for just about everything.
Yeah,
it doesn't surprise me at all.
Together in the off season too, here, right?
Yeah,
like he was part of that. Yeah,
he was part of with Joe and a lot of those guys around here. So,
how do your parents handle it? I know that there's a lot of mixed emotions for them. Huh?
Yeah, they've been pretty quiet all morning about it. They haven't said a word about it. I think they've kind of got. I don't know how to explain it. You probably have to ask them. I can't explain it. They're acting really weird, I guess.
Why don't you put some pressure on your dad to get a Padres jersey last year, and you finally got him one?
Yeah, he does the double. He wears the Padres over the Phillies, and then the Phillies over the Padres, depending on, you know, where his mood is that day.